Welcome back, podcast family.
Yes, welcome back, y'all.
Did you move your... There's something going on with your computer where your mouth looks like it's moving and you're...
I know, it does that.
Oh my God, it's freaking me out.
I'm not saying a word and my mouth is moving.
Right. There's something... Well, afterwards, we'll figure out. You just... Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. It's just...
All Remember right. I said a couple weeks ago...
Yeah.
I thought it was a hallucination.
Oh, no, I can see it for sure. It's very, it's spooky, actually. Now I'm going to, okay, we're going to move on from that. And just for everybody that's listening, we record on Zoom, through Zoom, so I can see Curry. And anyway, Curry, just another quick shout out to everyone for your continued patience and support.
Yeah, we so thank you all for being so patient and supportive with us as we get through these, what's been some pretty trying times to get this thing out, but we're working on it, folks.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But as always, I try to remind you, everyone, to just, it's important that we, to us, it's important to us that our listeners in the medical community hears from those affected with the disease. That's why we started this almost 3 years ago now. Isn't that crazy? Actually, coming up September, it'll be 4 years. But anyway, please feel free to share the podcast name. Just go to Google and type in Lewy Body Roller Coaster Podcast, and it comes up. It's free to listen to and share with your doctors. Hopefully they share with their nurses so people can know about the disease. But real quick, I wanted to tell you that I told somebody in the group, Sarah came home from, she's in nursing school right now, and she came home Friday, and she said, can you come here? I want you to listen to something. So she, I guess she recorded her professor talking, and they talked about Lewy body dementia. It was two sentences. And it and it said that Lewy body can be detected with a CT scan.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Right. And she, and I was like, did you raise your hand and tell them? And she's like, Mom, I'm not going to be that person. I'm like, I'll call your professor.
Right.
Now, she's 26, so I'm not going to call her professor. But I was, my blood was boiling. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And the two sentences it said were not even
close.
It was just not, it was very frustrating. But anyway, that's why, we don't give medical advice. We just share experiences, but doctors and nurses hearing from those that come on the podcast, I think is a better educational experience for them than reading a book, a paragraph in a book.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And we've got some people, Linda, that have told us that their doctor recommended. Mm-hmm. Them listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
So we know we're getting the word out there somewhere, somehow.
Yep. But yeah, that's all good.
Yeah. Also, I want to remind you all that if you want to be a guest on the show and share your story in hopes of helping others, just contact Linda Zappuler or myself through our Facebook Messenger or through our email, which is lewybodyrollercoaster@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yep. And as always, we post the Patreon and GoFundMe links at the bottom of the episode notes. And it's also above on the announcement pages. And just remember, Karen and I don't use any of the funds for ourselves. It's to defray the costs of everything we got going on with this podcast and helping others.
Right. And part of that we're going to be talking about today, about what's coming up in September.
Yep.
Yeah. But folks, as a reminder, we're not giving medical advice. We're just sharing our open and honest feelings and thoughts as we live with Lewy body dementia. So now I want to give a few shout outs to some of our supporters. This week we've got Carol Moore, Sandra Garrett, Barbara, and all of you folks who make this thing possible for us. We really appreciate each and every one of you all. So now let's get this week started. It's just me and Linda having a fireside chat, as I call them, when it's just the two of us.
Yeah, and we're not usually, and we've talked about this before, usually we have scripted questions for Curry to follow and for me too and for our guests. But this time we're not going to do that because I wanted, Curry's been through a lot in the last, since we recorded last. Now, last time we recorded, we told them all about the September event. So I guess September, oh, wow, my brain just went. September 14th. Thank you. September 14th, 2024. We're doing our first annual Louis Buddies and Caregivers meetup in Caney, Kansas. We post a flyer at least once a week. It's like a little poster that you can click on and it tells you all the details.
So I've been trying to post it every day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add something to it too. I'll talk to you about that later. This way you can print it and it has all the details so you don't have to go looking for it on Facebook. But since we recorded last time, my friend Curry, and you can hear it in your voice, you know, you can hear that you're tired. You want to share what happened to you last week?
Well, yeah, I'd been falling, and then last Thursday, I fell reaching over to pick up something here in the living room and hit my head, and then going through our extra bedroom, I fell and I hit my head and my knee. And Linda started to take me to the doctor that day, but we decided to hold off till Friday and just see how it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, you were, I'm just going to tell you what you told me, you know, just to help you out, if you don't mind. You said that you've been feeling on edge, like you just need it.
Oh, yeah. Without, my anxiety was terrible.
Yeah, your anxiety was terrible, and the pain in your legs, and you weren't sleeping. Yeah. So what, Cheryl?
Yeah, and I got my doctor to give me some 10 milligram Valiums, mm-hmm. because that's what they used to get me from Texas up here, you know.
Right, to calm you for the trip.
To keep me calm. And it was working. Mm-hmm.
You haven't taken that every day. You kind of just took it for those road trips that you had to do.
Okay? Yeah.
I just want everybody to know it's not, you know, it'll make sense when he explains a little more what happened.
Yeah. So anyway, I fell Friday morning and, I was slurring my speech real bad. And then I fell Friday morning, and Linda called our grandson, actually our granddaughter's fiance, but we call him our grandson, over to help get me up, and he couldn't help get me up. So they had to call an ambulance to get me, and the ambulance took me over to the Coffeyville Hospital, and that's where they run MRIs and CAT scans and x-rays and everything on me that day, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. Your Linda did record you, which I saw on the video.
Yeah, she recorded how I was talking and all that.
Yeah, which was good because we say that all the time. Like, if something new happens, pick up your phone and record it so you can show the doctor. And you were out of it. I don't know how you were getting up and walking. So you took.
I was out of it because my legs wouldn't even, my arms wouldn't work. My legs mm-hmm. wouldn't work. Nothing worked.
But you gotta be honest and tell them what you did with your medicines.
Well, I did take a few extra Valium.
Mm-hmm. Because the first one wasn't working, and you were like, let me just take another one and then take another one. All within.
Well, and then it started working. That works pretty good, you know.
So let me take more.
Like I said, I was falling, though, before I took the Valium.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we were talking about before we started recording, because after, even the doctor had said to you, because they couldn't figure out, you know, what was causing it. And then you mentioned the Valium. So too much of that.
The doctor came in and he was sitting there on the floor and he was talking to Linda, telling her what was going on and what he suspected and all that. And he said, but I just can't, there's something there. I can't figure out what it is. And Linda said something like, well, now one thing we forgot to mention was he takes Valium. And our doctor said, well, there's the culprit right there.
Do you see me nervously looking at you like, don't say what the doctor really said?
Because I wasn't going to say what he really said.
Say how they said it, but just say the letter F. What did he say?
He said, there's our effing culprit right there.
Yeah, I was like, because we're not allowed to curse on this or we'll get banned.
Yeah.
You made me nervous. We should have talked about that before. Yeah, because, you were only given that for, that basically only that trip.
Yeah.
Or if you had to take a long trip in the ride and you were, just taking them and you drugged yourself. I don't even know how you were walking because Linda shared the video with me, and if this was a video podcast, we could show them. But but that's what we were all scared. Like you've never been that bad before.
No, I haven't. I gotta tell you, it didn't. And it's not that it scared me, but I just couldn't figure out what was going on. I couldn't move. My arms wouldn't work. My legs wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. No one could help me get up, Mm-hmm. It's really, really different.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the doctor also taking me off three medications that I've been on for a while.
And why?
That could be part of the problem as well. And what'd you ask?
Why? Because if...
Because, like one of them, he's taking me off gabapentin because I've been on it so long, and apparently it's not helping me anymore.
Mm.
And then another one he's taking me off of for the same reason. I'm not getting any benefit from it.
But how do you know the gabapentin's not working? Don't you take that for your leg pains?
I take it for my leg pain, and it's just not working.
Okay. So that's okay. You're just attributing to your body's. Leveled off in that. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the other two that they took you off of? Sorry if you don't remember.
What was it? An amitriptyline?
Yeah.
Amitriptyline.
No caffeine.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No caffeine.
Did you hear everyone? That's the rare sighting of Linda. The wife Linda, who's probably standing right next to you with that frying pan, isn't she?
Yeah, she's getting ready to hit me.
if we ever do a video recording, she's got to have be standing off, and all we see is a frying pan.
But I've taken caffeine pills for several years, mm-hmm. And he did tell me no more caffeine.
Yeah. Now that you're home, do you feel like pulling those three medicines away has
We're just weaning me off one of them so far.
Okay.
And we got another week to get me completely off of it, mm-hmm. and then we'll wean me off of the other one after that.
All right, that's what I was getting to. I was shocked. I'm like, you just cold turkey three,
No, we're just doing weaning one at a time.
Yeah,
that way, if something goes wrong, we know what the problem was.
Right. Yeah. Well, good for that doctor for doing that, making you wean off of it.
But he did tell me, no more caffeine, and I've taken caffeine for years.
Yeah,
He told me to throw my canes away and just use my walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Yeah. And we're trying to make them rest. For those listeners, we're trying to tell them to rest. I mean, you're doing so much better. I think it was because your granddaughter bought that treat in the hospital. That's what woke you up.
My Brahms milkshake, you betcha.
I gotta make them a sponsor. We had sponsors. No, but you you were pretty out of it, and with all, yeah. with as much as the Valium you took, which you probably don't even remember exact amount yeah. at this point. So Linda has that bottle of pills away from you, which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's she cleared.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you remember all the medicines I had there on the counter next to me, which wasn't none of my regular pills I take. It was all just extra stuff I was taking. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all been cleared away now.
Yeah, that's well.
Yeah,
you need it because
yeah.
you know it's. There's times when I take my medicine for my back and I'm like, take that or did I not take that? And
yeah.
So I started using the weekly things that we had, that I had mm-hmm. for Jim. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do this because, you know, you just don't remember whether you took it. And when you're tired and in pain, that's good. Yeah. You took that away because it was right next to you. But now you have that huge bag of Reese's next to
yeah.
you. Do you still have any?
It's,
do you have any
it's
left?
It's dwindling.
I think she should ration you with that too.
She has.
Okay. I'm just saying. I want you to talk about a doctor sent you home and he said he's going to put you on hospice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And hospice came out Friday and talked to us.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me how you felt when he said he wanted you to go on hospice.
Well, I kind of felt relieved, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
Especially once we talked to hospice and found out what all they'll do.
Right.
You know, I felt a lot more relieved. You know, and one thing, my left knee still is just bothering me like crazy. I can't put no weight on it hardly, which is better than before because before I couldn't put any weight on it. And at least now I can put a little weight on it. But no, after talking to the hospice lady and hearing what they'll do, and the doctor saying I was really relieved. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Now, before hospice came to your house,
mm-hmm.
before you heard what they were going to do for you, because we did that 3-part hospice,
yeah.
you know, and then unless you're going through it, you know, it just doesn't sink in. But how did you feel before they came and talked to you when you heard I'm putting you on hospice?
Well, I tell you, my daughter and my granddaughter work at different pharmacies, but they're owned by the same people. And the pharmacist is probably in his 30s, you know, him and his wife both. And he had wrote down a list of questions for us to ask hospice. And we asked them and they answered every one of mm-hmm. them, you know? So that made me feel better.
Yeah. And yeah, because I think I heard that after you actually had your meeting, but for those listening, I wonder, if it's not another announcement, well, I'll make sure it gets under the announcements. When we had the hospice nurse on,
it's in the announcements.
Yeah, there's a list of questions that she said, yeah. you know, go in. I'm curious. Maybe Linda could find that and compare it with what the pharmacist said to ask and see how similar
yeah.
they are. So now hospice came Friday. What services are they going to offer?
Well, I've been on hydrocodone now for 7 years. And I told them, I said, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting the effect of it anymore. So she said, okay, we've got Percocet and we got morphine we can put you on. And we'll try those and see if we can get you some relief. You know, things like that just made me feel better about what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did say that, ever so often, Linda gets either a 3 or 5 day break, and they'll put me in a chicken coop. Not a chicken coop, but pretty close to it.
Dang it!
They'd put me in a facility, mm-hmm. and that would give Linda 3 or 5 days, whichever yep. one it was,
yep.
For her to relax and get stuff done that she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do want to mention one thing. I've been using canes now for several years, mm-hmm. and the doctor did tell me to get rid of my canes. He said canes won't keep you from falling.
Right.
And that's true. He made a good point there. I had never thought about that.
Yeah. So let's say Linda wanted to take a trip. Like I book a trip and her and I are going to go somewhere just to get a break. Yeah. How do you feel about going somewhere?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make new friends. Is it close by? Do you know the place that they would...
I'm sure it's this assisted living right out here in town.
Okay. It'd still be in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, besides the option of giving Linda a break, it once they get involved, that's what we, you know, after Jim died, and which was ironic that it happened right after we did that 3-part episode.
Yeah.
And it was too soon after that for me to like, I knew because of Vangie, the nurse that came on and told us all hospice mm-hmm. will do, and because our friend Bonnie, her husband had gone through it a month or so before, and I was on the phone with her every step of the way with her husband in his final week. Because of that, I knew what hospice should have been doing, you know?
Yeah.
And... well, there's some things I didn't know until afterwards that they should have been doing also. But we said after that, once I was able to come back on and record, I'm like, please just get yourself acquainted with hospice, you know? If you're in the middle of, you know, we say there's no stages, but even like you could have been on hospice
A long time ago. Yeah.
You know, and then they manage your meds, you know, and they're the ones that, like you said, they're going to help you. Well, this one's not working. We're going to try this medicine. Because the whole goal is to make you comfortable and you're going to have that person from hospice who's in charge of all your medicines.
Right.
You know, and in charge of everything. And not, instead of different doctors, they kind of take control. Of things.
Yeah, she named a couple of things. I can't remember what there was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all good things, you know?
Right. Yep.
And
that's what I told you when I was like, it's good. It's, and you said to me, I don't know if you remember, you said, I'm very happy I did it because Linda's going to get a lot of help.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, and there's so many caregivers that, you know, we think we can handle it. And I really wish I would have called also ahead of time just to have, you know, even somebody to call and talk to, like a direct line to someone when you do something different, you know, that's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, she did say we would have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd have a direct line to get hold of someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they come out right that day, and I'm proud of you for not thinking. We know that the word hospice has this stigma to it that it's the end of life, and
but
it's not. It is when the time comes, but it's meant to be there for terminal illnesses, which Lewy body sadly is.
But I've known 3 or 4 people who graduated out of hospice after a short period of time. I know one lady who was on hospice for a solid year.
Right.
And then she graduated out.
Yep. Now every 6 months they have to, do you remember texting me that in six months they're going to come back?
Yeah. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's not that they're going to come back in 6 months. They reevaluate you.
Right.
Every 6 months. And I think that's probably a Medicare thing.
Yeah.
And it, so that doesn't mean you're going to die in 6 months. It just,
right.
I guess the rules that they have to follow to get paid is that, you know, they have to reevaluate every 6 months. And yay for the people that graduate out of it, you know, but your name is, you know, say you graduate out of it at any point, you take a dip and Linda needs help, she's just going to pick up the call and you're already in the system.
Yeah, I'm already in the system. Everything's taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I just encourage people. And I know we did, we talked about this a few times after Jim passed away, that just start researching hospice organizations. And if you guys want, send us, you know, if after you listen to this, just send us a private message if you want us to get the hospice nurse to come back. And if you have any questions, which maybe I'll post that on the pages, if you know, what kind of question would you want to ask. Now, do you think Linda will, you think Linda would take a go away for 3 days?
She probably wouldn't. She might go away for overnight to see her sister or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah. I would like to see her go away for 3 days if she has that option.
Yeah. As a caregiver, it's hard.
Maybe not even go away. Just stay here and get a break from me, you know? But another thing, hospice said that they could get me a hospital bed. And I said, well, I don't need one because I sleep in my recliner. And they will get me a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then when the time comes that you need the hospital bed, I got a hospital bed and I got stuff I didn't even know what it was from the bed company. If you haven't listened to that episode after listening to this one, if you go back and I couldn't even tell you, I'll try to look it up real quick, but instead of needing, you know, being under the gun to just when your loved one takes a turn and you need hospice last minute, they do your homework now. I would recommend not choosing a company that has offices in every state because that's my problem. I did exactly what I shouldn't have done. And I didn't have that at the time. I didn't have that list of questions because we had recorded the podcast and it wasn't all edited. So I didn't have that list made up because Vanjie sent it to us afterwards. Just find an organization that's local and interview them. And
that's the good thing. These people are about a 20-minute drive away from us.
Right.
You know, they're up in Independence, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not very far from us at all.
And if they're not willing to answer the questions, you need to just say thank you very much, hang up, and call the next person.
She was not afraid of answering questions at all.
Well, you know, that's what happened when Matthew's now wife, she was in charge of finding a new hospice.
Yeah.
And she called, the first two she called wouldn't answer the questions.
Yeah.
And then the third one was, she was like, I'm so happy you're asking these questions. So, because by then I printed out those questions that Vanjie sent us. You know, I'm like, this is what you sit down and ask, because I was in no shape to do it, because it's just, you know, I'm happy you finally have hospice.
I mean,
you're in the hospice, and I have no doubt you're going to graduate out of it. And
yeah,
you know, and then you'll do something dumb again and fall and right.
Eat too many Reese's and tip over.
Oh Lord, have a diabetic coma. Linda's, I'm going to text her when we're done here and tell her she's got a rash in those Reese's. But you do. I mean, you are so much better than you were a week ago.
Yeah.
You just have to learn to let yourself, give yourself time to recoup from it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm really glad you're weaning off of some things and then, and you found a doctor in an ER that understood what he was.
He was just so great.
Mm-hmm.
He really was.
It's encouraging, right? Because 4 years ago when we started this, how many times people come on and like the doctor has no idea? And we're hearing more and more doctors are, well, not my daughter, her nursing class has no idea what it is.
Yeah.
From what they were told, but.
But yeah, that doctor, he came in several times a day checking on me, you know, And he'd always just sat down. And I said that last time, he sat down in the floor and was talking to us. And he acted like we'd known him 20 years already. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You're lucky. I didn't get to see a doctor when I was in that hospital.
Yeah. Right. Right.
The 3 days I was there. But but that was in the ER though, right?
Yeah.
Right. The ER doctor. I had an ER doctor like that when I went from you. I went to Texas and I had to go see someone before I flew home.
He was also on call there because he was the one that came by and checked on me each day, several times a day. But yeah, when I first saw him, it was in the ER.
Mm-hmm. So, I knew, Curry wanted to come on and share what just happened with him in the last week or so. What's the moral of the story, Curry? Don't take medicine you're not supposed to.
Of course, I didn't realize at the time we weren't supposed to take Valium.
Well,
never clicked with me.
Well, you've taken it before, and I guess you didn't.
Yeah.
Once you take it.
And I've known other people who have taken it, you know.
Yeah.
And they seem to be doing okay. And yeah. Like I said, I took it before to get me from Texas up here.
Yeah, but you didn't take it every night and take it more than once.
Yeah.
You know, and you were probably out of it and just kept taking them.
I don't remember. Thing about the move from here, Texas up here, mm-hmm. I don't remember any of that. I don't remember them getting here and them unloading the truck. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them putting my recliner in the house. I don't remember any of that stuff.
And that was with only one dose of that med, right?
Three. I took three.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
30 milligrams?
No, 310 milligrams.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what happened. You took that plus more.
Yeah.
In a short period of time. So it just goes to show, because you know, Curry knows someone who was taking it 5 milligram, that some people can handle it, some people can't. But yeah. Valium is one of the should not take drugs with Lewy body.
Yeah, it's one of the no drugs.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah, because I talked to Norma Loeb from the Lewy Body Resource Center, and like, no, you shouldn't be taking that. So, all right. Well, we just wanted Curry to come on and share what's been going on with him. And I wanted him to talk about his hospice experience. So those of you listening who have Lewy body and caregivers, it's not a big deal, right, Curry?
Don't be afraid of hospice.
Because it's, if anything, do it for your loved one that's taking care of you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a death sentence. Hospice doesn't mean you're going to die. Mm-hmm. It's just there to help you through it.
Right. Which is what we said all along. And just like you said, you wish you would have called them sooner, you know, or at least got, you know. Now, are they going to send somebody over to do PT on your knee?
I don't know about PT on my knee yet.
Okay.
The orthopedic surgeon, he's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So he hadn't even seen the x-rays of my knee or anything, as far as I know.
No, but they must have read them in the ER. Nothing was broken.
Oh, I'm sure they did, matter of fact.
Yeah. What did you have an MRI or a CAT scan?
I read what they wrote, but it basically just fluid. You know, he pulled 2,500, you know, those big fat syringes that are big and long. He pulled five of those, which is 2,500 cc or whatever, milligram, whatever, out of my knee. Mm-hmm. And it looked like he could have pulled that much more.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you did something to your meniscus or something.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a CAT scan or an MRI?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They did that on my knee too, yeah.
Yeah, so the swelling's got to, you got to get that swelling down and let it rest.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's been going on with Curry in the last week or so. And we just wanted to update people and share about you know, don't be afraid of hospice, calling them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be.
Yeah. Do it now when you don't really need it, you know, get evaluated now. So when they come the next time, they could compare.
Yeah.
You know, from the time before. But anyway, anything else you want to share?
Yeah. If nothing else, at least get on palliative care. Mm-hmm. And then that will put you in line for hospice.
Right. So.
Yeah, no, that's about the only thing I want to say is don't be afraid of hospice. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there to be worried about.
Yeah,
so it's not a people always think, oh, they're going to give you morphine and kill you. Well, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to keep you comfortable is all.
Yep, and have one entity that's in charge of you now.
Yeah,
everything about you. They're the ones. Yeah. And one direct phone call. You just call the same, yeah. Entity and for any help that you need, which is great. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Curry. Really gonna help so many people that you shared how your experiences, especially being told. Yeah, especially being told we're sending hospice your way.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, folks, that's all we have time for this week. Remember, you can email us with a suggestion on what you would like to discuss on a future episode, or you can ask any questions you have, and we'd sure do our best to get you the best answer.
Yep, and we post the link for the podcast on both of the pages, and we're going to try to remember to put up the flyer for the event in September. Least once a week or more, but it's under the announcements also. And again, you can print that out because it gives directions and all the details you need for the event.
Yeah, and I do want to say one thing about that event. You know, so many of us, each one of us, I know, has said, boy, I wish there was a place we could all meet and get to know each other for at least a day, you know? Mm-hmm. And Linda, thanks to you and Bill Shipman, this is finally happening, and I mm-hmm. really appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Bill had run it by me, and then that's why he drove to see you in person because they wanted to ask you in person what you thought. And then we'll Bill and I we'll manage everything on our end, and any questions you can email me and. To look at the flyer and, it's going to be right now. I think how many people did we have a head count?
We had 70, but I think there's more since.
Yeah.
Then.
Preliminary, spit firing off the top of our head who expressed that they would come. So, but anyway, that's what we want to share today.
And folks, if you want to learn how you can be a supporter of the podcast, just see the episode notes as we post the information there at the end of the notes. Okay, folks, thanks again for joining us.
And thanks again, Curry, for sharing about your hospice experience. Until next week, this is Linda.
And Curry, signing off.